A Nickel City pharmacist in Valcarán is among those warning Sudbyrians of a tougher flu season ahead as the province continues to ease COVID-19 restrictions. Flu cases may have dropped to record lows in 2020 as a result of infection control measures implemented to curb the spread of the COVID-19 virus, but experts are expecting an increase in influenza cases this fall and winter. Pharmacist Rob Bignucolo said the single most important thing that people can to do protect themselves and their loved ones against the flu virus is to get their flu shot. Local pharmacies are hoping to be able to offer the vaccine by late October or early November. For a lot of last year, we were in lockdown. Businesses were closed, people were working from home, kids were out of school, and people were limited in terms of how many people they came into contact with, said Bignucolo. At the same time, everyone was wearing a mask and practicing increased sanitation, including handwashing, wiping down surfaces, and coughing into their sleeves. All of this reduced transmission significantly. Health officials have declared that we're in the fourth wave of the pandemic, so COVID-19 measures will continue to remain a top priority in the coming months. However, as children return to school and more businesses begin opening their doors, there will be more opportunity for both the COVID-19 and influenza viruses to spread. Bignucolo said that's why PharmaSave launched a national campaign to encourage people to get the flu shot this season. We are going to start seeing more social contact and situations where people might remove their masks, such as at restaurants or during sporting events, said Bignucolo. Of course, more social contact could mean increased transmission. In a typical year, it is estimated that the flu causes about 12,200 hospitalizations and 3,500 deaths across the country. As a result of rising COVID-19 cases during the fourth wave and the upcoming flu season, there is a risk that our healthcare system could become overwhelmed. Anyone who is 6 months and older should get the flu shot, whether it be through a doctor's office or the pharmacy. Pharmacies typically vaccinate anyone who is aged 5 and above, said Bignucolo. For the second year in a row, pharmacies can now offer the high-dose flu shot to seniors over the age of 65. The best time to get the flu shot is as soon as it becomes available, he added. The sooner the better, but it's never too late, said Bignucolo. The COVID-19 vaccine and the flu shot work independently from each other, Bignucolo emphasized. Anyone who has already received their COVID-19 vaccine is encouraged to get the flu shot as soon as they are able to, he said. The COVID-19 vaccine and the flu shot can also safely be taken together. It is just recommended that anyone who gets both shots at the same time gets them in different arms. Bignucolo also reminded the public that the flu shot doesn't make people sick. It's an inactive virus. If someone does get sick after getting the flu shot, it could be for a number of different reasons, he said. They could have come across a virus prior to getting the flu. It also takes about 14 days for the vaccine to be fully active, so there's a window there where you could still be vulnerable. He added that there are still a lot of other viruses circulating in the community. The flu shot protects you against 3 or 4 of the most common strains of influenza that are predicted to be circulating in that particular year, said Bignucolo. There are other viruses that people are susceptible to, but hopefully, the flu shot targets the most common strains and reduces the number of cases that we see. Pharmacists are ultimately recommending that people get their flu shot to protect themselves, their families, and their community this fall. By getting your flu shot, you're also protecting vulnerable members of your community, said Bignucolo. Other than getting your flu shot, remember to continue practicing public health measures like handwashing and coughing into your sleeve. This will help prevent the spread of the flu virus and COVID-19. Colleen Romaniak is a local journalism initiative reporter at the Sudbury Star. The local journalism initiative is made possible by a grant from the federal government.